Howdy doody, everybody. Adam here, and we're continuing on with our e-commerce website building lesson series. There's no time to waste, so let's get right back to it. And when we last left off, we were about to put in our remove links. We just have to make sure we send this array items variable, index variable, to the cart script so it knows which thing that we want to remove. So whether you use a URL variable and a regular link, or if you make this into a little form where that's an actual button with an X on it or the word remove, either way you can send this cart.php script the very variable that's going to be this item's array index, the index within the array where this item is housed. So once it's clicked, you send that variable to the script will know exactly which one you want to remove, and then we can program the removal. So here we are in Dreamweaver, and I'm going to open up section 3, expand that code out. This is the section that renders the cart for the user to view on page. Alright, within this TD, make these single quotes. And actually, I'm going to make all of these single quotes, just because if I happen to put any HTML tags in there, I want to make sure that I don't have to keep escaping double quotes within my HTML, because you know how HTML tags, you have a lot of attributes and values, and many times those attributes and values by default are encapsulated with double quotes. So you can change all of these to single quotes just as long as you make sure you change all of them. That way things process correctly. And even this one where I'm escaping all that crap, I don't really like that too much, but I just wanted to show you guys different ways you can render out your HTML through PHP. So since I've given these all single quotes now, I can just go through here and make sure I remove all these backslashes before those double quotes that we were escaping before. Now that we're rendering using single quote encapsulation, we don't have to escape all of those double quotes, which I think is a much cleaner way to go. The only reason I used double quotes and showed you how to escape the double quotes when we started off was to let you know there's different ways you can do it. Now, if you're going to encapsulate with single quotes and not escape your double quotes within your string, what you have to do is do the old single quote space period space space period space single quote. You have to wrap up each variable just like that. If you didn't, what would show on the page is the dollar sign and the variable name. It will not render the variable. Instead, it will render the variable name and the dollar sign. You don't want that. So you have to do this through here to all the variables, which is, I think, a much cleaner way to get your rendering if you're using HTML. Single quote, space, dot, space. Right here we want dot space single quote, and that's all the variables in that string. You see all the variables in that string, we encapsulate them in single quotes and we use the period to append them to the string. Okay, so with this setup everything will display just like it was before, no difference. Now I'm going to show you why I did that. Right here in the TD tag where this X is, I'm going to put in a form tag. Action is going to be cart.php. It's going to be post method. Okie dokie. Now let's just remove this X altogether because we're going to add it using a button now. So you go up to button, click that, make sure you put it inside your form. Type is going to be submit. And make sure you use type submit or it might not submit your form when they press it. Okay. So the input name on this can be my button, or you can make it delete BTN, and then right there put the variable for this item ID. This way you won't get any conflicts if you use name or ID. So what's going to happen is it's going to be each item in the list will have its own little form for deleting the item, and its name for the input button in that form will be delete BTN and whatever the item ID is for that item, which is all going to be unique because each item is unique in the database. That means we won't have any conflicts or page errors You might get some validation errors if you have the same name or ID for your input button. I'm not sure about the name. I think you can have duplicate names on the page and still get it validated, but I know the ID definitely has to be unique. But I'm just going to make the name unique as well, just to be extra sure. Now we need a hidden variable in this form. This delete button needs to have a value. So let's type that in. Value equals double quote, and inside your double quotes, I'm just going to put an X. Now all we need in this form to finish it is a hidden variable, which is this guy right here, a hidden field, sorry, which is going to send a hidden variable when the form is submitted. This name is going to be item to remove. Let's make it ID to remove. That makes more sense. Value, let's just put a triple X right there or something. So right there where the triple X is, or wherever you put that default value, you're going to make that dynamic, and the value has to be this item's index. So we can use this I. We might have to adjust the math on the I, but we'll see. Single quote, space, dot, space, variable, space, dot, space, single quote. So right there, the value will hold this item's index within the array that is the cart, and that will be unique as well. Each item in the cart has a unique index in your multidimensional array, and each item in the cart also has a unique ID. But if you really want the easiest way to target an array that's within your multidimensional array, it's best to use the array index that's coming through this loop. Now please keep in mind, I have not tested this yet, so I might need to adjust the math on this I variable if we notice that it's not removing the correct item. If it's not targeting the correct array index, then we want to make sure it does. Actually, I can see a little problem that we're going to have already, and we're going to need to change just a couple of things. First of all, see this I++ in the first part of the for each loop? Let's put it at the very bottom of the for each loop, right there. So now the index is going to iterate at the bottom of the loop. That means the first item will be a 0. So that means we have to change this section 1 to expand the code here in section 1. You see, when we started the array, we forced the first index to be 1. Make that a 0 now, because at this point, we don't really need that to be a 1. It can start at 0 like a normal array would. So the reason why I'm doing that is, let me collapse that back up. Okay, so you see what I did? I just moved the I++ down to the bottom of the for each loop. That way, it will iterate the indexes after they come through the loop. So the first one in the loop will be a 0, because I is equal to 0 here. So in the loop, this I will represent a 0 for the first item, the first pass in the loop. The second item in the cart, that pass, this I will become a 1, because we're now running I++ at the bottom of the loop. When we were running it at the top of the loop, it was making the first item have an index of 1 instead of 0. So I thought we would be cool having our multidimensional array starting with an index of 1, but it's really best to have it start with an index of 0 and then process everything that way. Because when we add our new code here to make the items, let's collapse this. When we add our new code here to make the item delete or remove from the cart, we're going to use the sort function, which is in the array family of functions, and that will sort an array for you. But what happens is, when you use sort, even if you start your indexes at 1 initially when you create your multidimensional array, what happens is your indices array pointer will start at 0. For this, to keep things simple, I want to use the sort function. So in order to use the sort function that we know will rearrange the whole array to have a starting index of 0, we have to make sure our array started like that originally. So that's why I went in and changed in section 1, I changed the array to start with an index of 0, and I put the I++ at the bottom of the for each loop. Now I'm going to pop in the code right here above section 3. So let's make section 3 now section 4. And this new one I'm going to put in, let's pop in section 3. And you can see we have a new section 3 now, which handles deleting or removing the item from the array. And you can see here I have that sort function I was talking about. Now let me quickly explain this code to you and how everything's working. Now this is the very exact reason that I have not given out the source code, and I'm not going to give out the source code until I finish all the lessons in the series, because you can see I just went in and changed a few things. And now let me explain it. But I just wanted to let you guys know that that's the main reason I haven't been giving the source code as we're going, because it doesn't make any sense to do that, because I'm building this thing in real time. Okay, let me explain what's going on here. And I will expand this section 4 again. Remember, in the form, to remove the item, we're sending the hidden value of this array index. The only reason you see item ID there is to make this delete BTN be unique. And that's a way you can make it to where a form's name or ID isn't going to be duplicated many times on the page, which might cause validation errors. So when that form button gets pushed, this index array pointer is going to be sent to this piece of code here. So the first line, actually all of the code, is wrapped in this if condition. And what this if condition states is, if is set the post variable of index to remove, and post index to remove does not equal nothing, then we can process the removal functionality. And this right here is your removal functionality. Now let me explain this to you. I'll make sure I zoom in on this code real well. First thing we do is take the posted variable from the little button they press to remove the item. The posted variable is going to hold that array index for that item. So we make a local PHP variable called key to remove. So we're going to remove that specific key from the multi-dimensional array. So what this does, this will target one of the associative arrays that is a cart item within your multi-dimensional array. This echo, you do not need that. I had that there for testing. And this echo, you don't need either. Alright, so after we access that variable, that post variable, and we put it into a local PHP variable, we then check to see if the count of the session cart array is less than or equal to 1. So if it's a 1 or a 0, you just want to unset the whole cart array. Else, if there's more than one item, say you have two items in your cart, you want to unset the cart array specific key. Does that make sense? So you're removing that specific index, which is a key inside of the multi-dimensional array, and that key corresponds to that cart item. Now, once you unset one of the items in the cart, you have to sort the whole multi-dimensional array. Because say you have items 0, 1, 2, or 3 in your cart, that means you have 4 items in the cart. 0, 1, 2, and 3. 4 associative arrays. The first one starts with an index of 0, and the next one's 1, the next one's 2, the next one's 3. So say you delete or remove the item that is index 2. That means your array, right when you unset it, that means your array will be 0, 1, and it'll skip the 2, and it'll have the next one will be 3. But there's only 3 items in the cart. And if there's only 3 items in the cart, your array should read, your array key or indexes should read 0, 1, 2. Sort will do that for you. It will reorganize everything and start everything from an index of 0 again. And if there happened to be a number, an index number, that got removed from the cart, it will resort them all to be all in a row again, starting from 0. That way things don't foul up for us. So that's it. That's basically how that code works. There's not many lines of code, and it's a very simple way to let them remove items from their cart. So I can get that up. Let's collapse this code back up. So now you have 4 sections there within your cart.php. Now I'm going to FTP this and make sure it works. Okay, so I have the new version of cart.php up. I'm going to add the black hat. I'm just going to go and add a few things to it. Purple shirt, and there we go. So there's all 6 items in there that I currently have access to put into my cart. Now let's put this purple hat in there twice, just for good measure. Okie dokie. Now, let's say I want to remove the purple hat. You see how it has an index of 3 in the array? I'm going to remove the purple hat by pressing this X button. And now you see what happens? The purple hat is gone. And its index was replaced. So now the purple jeans have an array index of 3. If I remove the black hat, the black jeans should be assigned array index of 0. So let me remove the black hat, and we'll see the black jeans gets an array index of 0. You see? So the sort function that we used in the delete, in the remove area, in the code that removes the card item, that sort function is in the array family of functions, and it's used to basically just sort an array. That way all of your index numbers are keeping in a nice row, and there's no skipping of numbers there. So that's pretty much it. I can go through and remove any items I want. When it's empty, it says your shopping cart's empty. Alrighty. So let's put this black hat back in. Really, the last thing we have to do for the cart functionality is make this quantity number a form also. And I'll show you that in part 15. Now in the code, you can go into section 4. And you see here where we have cart total? You can put that into a div. So right here, let's just pop in a div. Align it to the right. So what I'm doing now is I'm putting this cart total, I'm going to put it right under here. And I'm also going to remove that number from above the X button, the remove button, because we don't really need that anymore because we tested, everything's cool. So right there is that number. I'm going to remove that. Don't need it. I'm also going to get this div closed up here in the end. Now let's make sure that renders right under the cart. I'm going to go into design view. I'm going to take this PHP block. In the code view, I'll take that PHP block, Control X, and I'm going to put it right under the table. Let's see if that works. Okay, so you see what that did? And I can adjust the size on that very easily. And so can you, using simple HTML or CSS. Okay, so stay tuned for part 15, where we're going to finish up the cart's functionality by making the quantity adjusters work for each item. And then after that, all we have to do is look into the PayPal payment gateway a little bit, talk about the PayPal IPN script, and how we're going to send all these variables in one go to the payment gateway. All of the items in the cart, all is going to be a bunch of, it's going to be a set of variables that we send to the payment gateway. So in part 15, we'll cover the quantity adjustments here in the cart. And then part 16, we can jump straight into the payment gateway, and we're just about done, guys. Not too much left to do at all.